Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, November 13th.
M-I-C-K-T-K-M-O-U-S-E.
Have you ever noticed married couples seem to act a lot alike the longer they've been together?
Yeah, and then our animals start looking like us, too.
Yeah, that's true.
They're starting to look like the bulldog.
It's totally normal, according to a recent survey of a journal Self and Identity. They actually did a very long survey of couples that had been married at various stages, and they asked them questions at various stages of their wedding, their marriage. They asked them to respond to a survey only after 6 months of marriage, right. And then they would ask them regularly through 3 years of marriage. And what they found was over time, the couple started to undergo something they called identity fusion, meaning that they started to develop similar personalities as a result of their emotional connection.
I mean, isn't that what friendship is and what marriage is? It's like, I like what you like and I hate what you hate.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
Yeah, sometimes that gets a little too close for comfort.
You know what I mean.
You got to maintain some of your identity. But it's funny that we were talking about this because I do have a set of friends that, like, honest to God, if you face swap them, like through Snapchat or whatever, they look like the same person.
The man and the
haircut
woman.
Haircut and everything, man.
See,
only difference is the beard on the guy, but otherwise.
Well, give her time.
Yeah, right?
What I've kind of noticed on these things, it's not so much like what they do, it's their like personality chase, like how they laugh or how they sneeze or how they sit.
I talked about Judy and I have this entire language over the years that we've been together, movie titles, lines from movies, things that we've experienced that we can have a whole secret conversation.
And I bet you guys fight less because you have this special bond.
We very, very rarely fight.
Yeah, I would never fight anyways. They're disagreements. I have a difference of opinion, so do you, and we'll convene later on and iron it out.
But I know that I'm not right because I've been married for 40 years, almost.
So we found out today the most popular type of YouTube video is not the ones you think it would be. They're actually self-help.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Malone.
All right. Yeah, that's true. That's what it is. It's actually self-help videos.
How to do stuff. If you want to know how to do anything, put the cap on the toothpaste.
Yeah.
There's a video.
53% of YouTube users between the age of 18 and 29 said it's the site is very important in how to learn things. Even 65 and older, about 41% say that they go to YouTube to find that out. They said that more than 135 million how-to videos were up in 2015. I can only imagine there's much more since then.
You know, the other thing that I mentioned was there's a demand for YouTube videos on watching other people play video games and unwrap.
Yeah,
presents.
Right.
What is that?
Both of those things. Like, so you could just make a video of yourself unwrapping presents and you would get thousands of hits.
Yeah, now we've seen those, the unwrapping.
Yeah, unboxing videos too.
Yeah, and usually like, at least, because I love shoes, so I know some for shoes, so they somewhat interest me. But they're like a 25-minute video. I'm like, what have you got to say about these shoes for 25 minutes?
Come on, you're stretching this out, aren't you?
I had an Uber driver recently who told me that he quit his full-time job to edit videos of people playing video games. Like, he has about a minions army of five people who play video games all day, then they record themselves, they send him the clips, he edits them, and then gets paid to do it.
Isn't that amazing?
Not actually of them playing the game, but like someone on their shoulder watching them play?
It's basically like the actual game itself being played.
Oh, okay.
So he takes 9 hours worth of this video game being played and splices in the best sequences and best scenes.
I don't think there's enough alcohol in the world for me.
I know.
What a boring job.
I know.
Let me tell you how much YouTube is used. 300 to 500 hours a minute every day are uploaded to YouTube. 300 to 500 hours every minute. 24 hours a day. That's 5 billion videos watched every single day on YouTube.
I believe it. That's why I taught myself Photoshop. Anytime I need to learn something different in Photoshop, I'll go and look online. The problem is that you get the videos that give you the whole backstory of what you're doing.
Yeah, like the history of arithmetic.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have the ones that just don't have any audio at all, and they're just like, click, 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 like, wait, see? Can I just have a happy middle?
Yeah, really. You got a guy with a personality, though, who spends 10 minutes first talking about himself
right.
and his, like, avatar and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my avatar is so cool. Hey, let's move on here to home upgrades that hurt resale. Generally, making upgrades to your home, to your kitchen and stuff, usually help in resale, but there are some things you can do that actually can hurt it. One of them is installing a pool.
Yeah, not everybody wants a pool, and it also limits the amount, the universe of people who want to buy your home if you want to sell it.
Yeah,
they told my mom when we built our pool that she asked for a diving board, too, and he let her know in advance. He's like, that's really going to mess with your insurance.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Of course, if you want a pool because you want a pool, that's one thing, but if you're doing it as an investment and that's the sell line you're trying to get your spouse to agree to, BS, the BS flag goes up on that one.
You'll never get the money back out of that, that's for sure.
And this is what you would think is interesting, especially with all these renos that are on Home and Garden Network about combining rooms to make like two smaller rooms to make a larger room.
Right.
Actually hurts resale. Believe it or not, if it's a four-bedroom house and you make it a three-bedroom with three fairly large rooms, that's worse because parents just want a room for their kid so that they're not, fighting over things all the time.
Yeah,
so
they need to know their kids are in separate rooms, small or not.
Yeah, absolutely. So, be kind of careful if you're making, a larger, losing a bedroom to make one bigger room there. They say a lot of people convert the garage into another bedroom. The fact is we use our garages in Florida to store stuff, not the car, just stuff. And a lot of times when you switch that into a game room, it's actually taking away the value of your house. And say if you're going to do that, make it at least reversible so that you can get rid of that if you want to move. Mm-hmm. Be wary of replacing a bathtub with a walk-in shower. A lot of times you think getting rid of that tub would free up space in the bedroom, but a lot of times people want a tub or at least have one bathroom with a tub.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. I mean, I find that I had a friend recently. He's got a beautiful new redone bathroom, but there's no bathtub in it anymore. And it's like, well, hey. I would never buy your house. I mean, not good for you because it's gorgeous. Don't get me wrong, but it's just I need a bathtub.
And then finally, the wallpaper apparently is making a resurgence, and I hate it. I just have never liked wallpaper.
You ever try to get it off the wall?
That's why I hate it.
Oh, man.
We got a house and it had the little runner at the top.
Yeah, right.
And so I tried steam. I tried the chemical with a little thing where you pop the holes in it with a little, nothing worked.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just incredibly hard to get off. And that's why it's such a turnoff for people that want to buy houses because it's so hard to get rid of. They say if you do want to toy around with wallpaper, go for the temporary kind or just try a can of paint.
Well, yeah, but I mean, wallpaper is such a personalized taste, too. I remember my mom let me pick my wallpaper bathroom, my paper in my bathroom.
And which was it?
Now, and it was like castle wall with flowers going up. Can you imagine going in now and trying to buy a home with that? Like, oh, God.
That was one of those. You just reminded me one of my funniest stories when I went to a dentist that actually gave us nitrous oxide.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting there, and I'm like, you're breathing it in. I'm like, and nothing's happening or whatever. I'm sitting there, and I realized it has wallpaper, and it has like a little, like a cowboy, like a 50s cowboy riding a horse. And I noticed that the horse on the one side of the seam is just a little bit off. And I had spent this conversation in my head about this whole thing, and I realized, oh my gosh, I messed up on nitrous oxide right now. I just had this really deep conversation about wallpaper.
I'm surprised the cowboy wasn't actually moving on the horse.
You know what? He could have been moving. That could have been part of the conversation. I can't remember. Let's talk about this very scary. So this one's out of Arizona we found this week. There's a 10-year-old girl who was very close to being abducted, to being one of the 32,000 kids that are currently missing in the United States.
Yeah, this comes from the FBI's National Crime Information Center Missing Persons File. And this is something you should do with your family if you haven't already.
So apparently the girl and her friend were walking home Wednesday when a van or an SUV pulled up next to him. There was a 40-ish guy that popped out and told the girl that her brothers were involved in a really bad accident and that she needed to go with him.
He was trying to
abduct her.
Yeah.
So she's trying to shut it down by asking the man for the code word.
She didn't know this guy.
Yeah, the code word her mother had told her to use that when a stranger could be trusted. So if her mother had indeed sent this guy, he would know the code word and she could go with him safely. Of course, he didn't. He drove away real quickly.
Yeah, when she said, do you know the code word? He just took off.
Uh-huh. I never even thought about using it for this. I think this is such a great idea.
Yeah, and this is what the sheriff in this particular county had said that, this is what they need to get the message out because that really stopped that girl from being a statistic. And then more or less, it works as well for abuse cases. One in four girls and one in seven boys will be victims victims of some sort of abuse before their 18th birthday. And a lot of times, they're too afraid to tell you right. that they're being abused. Could be a family member, could be somebody who's threatening them, saying if you say something.
Yeah.
But if it's a phrase or a word that the abuser has no word understanding about, that's a good way that your child can communicate with you that they're being wow. abused. They say that keep one word per child. So if you have multiple children, keep separate words or phrases for them. And that if the word is breached, if someone tries to con them out of it, start with a new word, just like you would yeah. with a password.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, definitely.
We talked about Amendment 13 to the Florida Constitution, which bans wagering on dog tracks.
Yeah, and that doesn't take effect until January 1st, 2021. So people are, and you know, when I was seeing the ads before, there were people saying, oh my God, you please don't make this a law against greyhound racing because all these dogs will be euthanized.
Yeah.
And that was false.
That really was false. And in particular, when I saw that story, I was like, well, you're going to euthanize them anyways because you end up killing
exactly.
them after they race. So what's
right.
the difference?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now that it's passed into law, that means there's about 4,000 greyhounds currently in Florida yeah. dog tracks across the 11 greyhound tracks. And they'll be looking for new homes. And believe it or not, people have been calling greyhound rescues and they've been put on waiting lists.
Yeah, people are lining up. The rescue groups are lining up for these dogs. They'll be taken care of.
Yeah, they say that really right now, kind of sit tight because the rescue organizations, they actually have to, the owners have to agree to give them away or be sold at a particular price.
Right.
And they don't know if they're going to do this next week or they're going to wait to the absolute end. So there's really kind of a lot of up in the air. But
right.
there are, I think there were like 11, I counted, or 13 rescues in the state of Florida. One's in
yeah.
Jacksonville.
Right.
One's in Homosassa. One's in Daytona. A couple in Orlando.
I was at a Humane Society fundraiser last week, and the Humane Society of Alachua County has combined with Helping Hands Pet Rescue and another rescue group, and they're already talking about it. And this is a yeah. couple of years down the road. So the big rescue groups, believe me, they got their eye on this.
But, I was looking it up. I've had a greyhound, and it was one of my best dogs ever.
Yeah.
So I don't need a dog in my apartment yet, but at some point soon, I wouldn't mind having
it. You know what, though? Believe it or not, as big as a dog that is, it's great for an apartment. By the way, there are tons of them up for adoption right now. So if you do want to adopt them, do consider it here. Because they're sweet, lazy, cuddly dogs that really have great personalities. They've been around humans their entire lives. My uncle had one, the laziest dog known to man. I mean, would lay on the floor and just put her muzzle up and to like try and eat the food that way.
Yeah, mine always leaned.
Yeah,
like, he would never bark, never pant all over mm-hmm. your face, would just lean his whole body on you while you're standing next to him.
So if you want any of those links to find out how you can get a hold of a greyhound, they're up at our website, Great Dogs, that we're going to have an influx here very soon. And then here's a really cool trick to turn a mediocre apple into something that is like flavor country in your mouth.
It's simple. Put salt on it.
Salt.
Bingo.
Yeah.
What?
Right? That's so crazy.
Now you're thinking, wait a minute. Putting salt, you put salt on fries, you put salt on baked foods or fried foods, but what about an apple? Yeah, somehow it actually turns a bland-tasting apple into something delicious. And this can actually happen to cantaloupe, watermelon, strawberries, even pineapple. Mm-hmm. All fruits kind of change their texture when you add salt. I'll add one to that, especially mm-hmm. with pineapple. You heat it. It changes how pineapple tastes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember my grandmother would get a slice of apple pie and have some cheddar cheese with it.
Oh, it's salty.
And that salt really changes the flavor.
It
enhances
good.
The flavor,
yeah.
the sweetness.
Yeah, so there you go. So there's our show for today. Thanks
Ta-da!
For joining us for Tuesday, November 13th. We're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.